This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. It's widely understood that exercise is good for you, but how much should that be? In the first global study of its kind into school children aged 11 to 17 years old, the World Health Organization, WHO, found that 4 in 5 of them are not active for even 60 minutes of exercise a day. That's the minimum recommended amount. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, the agency's Dr. Leanne Riley explains why it is urgent that governments do something about it and how frozen Finland is already leading the way.
Our key finding is that we were examining the patterns of physical activity in adolescents from 2001 to 2016, and we've found that there's been no improvement in patterns of activity in this age group. 4 out of 5 adolescents, that's young people aged between 11 and 17 in our study, are not meeting the recommendation for being physically active.
And the recommendation is what? How much per day?
It's 1 hour a day. 1 hour out of their lives each day to be physically active, to improve their health and to get a health benefit from being physically active. And 4 out of 5 of our adolescents are not meeting that.
So is this 1 hour in total, or can it be broken up into 20-minute segments? What kind of activity has to happen?
Yes, it's an hour in total, but can be made up of different small chunks of their time, anything that just adds up to being 60 minutes. And it doesn't have to be very vigorous sport or so forth. It can be just movement, walking, cycling, jogging, but playing sport, any of those activities, just trying to be active for 60 minutes a day to improve their health.
Now, it's interesting that two of the countries you found with the most improvements in kids who are doing a bit more is in the United States and in Ireland, but it's only for boys and it's not for girls. Maybe you could dig into those figures a bit.
Sure. From our study, we've shown that while activity patterns in general have not moved much in these 15 years that we've examined, there's been a slight decrease in insufficient activity in boys, very slight. Girls, it's stable. And so that's, of course, a concern. One concern is that we're not making any improvement, but the second is that the small improvements we're seeing seem to only be impacting on boys. And the two examples you've explained in the US and Ireland, they are countries where we have seen a more significant improvement in boys' levels of activity, but not girls.
Because?
Well, we think it's, we can only speculate in this area, but we do think that, for example, in the US, they've implemented a new policy and a series of policies to try and promote physical activity in this age group, but they quite often tend to be promotion of sports activities that maybe only appeal to boys or appeal more to boys than to girls. So we think that's helping to drive a little bit of this gender difference.
Let's take it out regionally then. In Latin America, you're finding disastrous levels of activity among children. Up to what, 90% of kids, 11 to 16-year-olds, are not getting even that 1 hour a day, which seems mind-boggling. And in some European countries too, we find a problem. How much can we attribute it to the dreaded internet and smartphones?
We certainly see that this electronic revolution is really impacting on our young people. So again, it's a bit of speculation because we don't understand completely why young people might not be physically active, but we think there are some trends at play. So this increased exposure to screen time, digital play, seems to be replacing more active pursuits in young people. So that's one big factor, and it's global. We don't see any differences around the world in that context. There are a couple of other things we think are at play as well, though, that there are some security issues that discourage young people from being outside and being active. The traffic problems worsen, there's less footpaths, so young people aren't walking and cycling to school as much. They may be taking the bus or in cars. So that seems to be a factor. In some countries, it's also culturally, young people aren't being encouraged to play, but are...
Girls in particular or boys too?
Yes, well, I think possibly girls in particular, that there's, in some cultures, it's okay for boys to be outside and being active, but maybe not, girls aren't as encouraged to do that. And then the other thing to think about for this particular age group is that there's quite an emphasis in some countries on academic pursuits instead of being active. So young people are really pushed to study, to do well academically, to sit all day in school, and then to sit also doing homework and study, and it doesn't encourage them to be as active as they need to be for their health.
So recommendations. You did mention earlier Finland has come up with a really good initiative in schools, which involves teachers really getting involved in encouraging kids to move more. How might that work? Is it something that really could work, or is it not just going to be a disruptive thing for teachers to have to deal with?
No, I think Finland's a really interesting example of a country that's really tried to embrace and encourage people to be, especially kids, to be more active. Focus more on younger kids at the moment, but we're hoping that that would extend to this older age group as well, where instead of just sitting in a lesson, young people can be encouraged to move around a bit more as part of the activity, to take small activity breaks. That's been very encouraging. So I think the education sector has a lot to do in terms of promoting physical activity and education at school, but alone they're not going to solve the problem either. There has to be some leadership and investment and action in other sectors. So for example, urban design and planning, if we don't have public spaces in which people feel safe and can promote activity, they won't be out there. So that's certainly needed. The transport sector needs to make improvements there so that there's the cities or urban areas become more walkable and more cyclable. So it's a kind of whole of society action that's needed. I also think it's time to really consult young people themselves and challenge them about why they're not active and what they think could be done to make them more active, and what sorts of activities or sports they would like to see promoted and what opportunities they'd like made available to them. I think they'll have some good ideas in that area, and I think we really need to do more because this is a wake-up call.
We're not going to hit targets.
We had a target to improve physical activity by 15% by 2030, and we are well off track on that.
And apart from obesity and the problems that are linked to that, heart disease, etc., what are the other benefits of just 1 hour of exercise a week?
Well, there are certainly a bunch of other health benefits for young people.
Let's start that again.
Sorry. So there are some significant health benefits from young people for being more active. It will improve their cardiovascular health, their respiratory systems, their metabolic systems, their muscles to help them stay healthy and fit. They're more likely to have a healthy weight if they're physically active. It improves their cognitive behaviour, their pro-social behaviour, and they're also more likely, if they're active adolescents, to be more active adults and to carry that health benefit into their adult life.
Dr. Leon Riley, many thanks.
Thank you.